Good morning, it's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The day after the outpouring of anger and looting in Baltimore that followed the funeral of Freddie Gray, Baltimore's libraries stayed open. That included the Pennsylvania Avenue branch at the center of some of the worst devastation. One of the issues at the center of the Freddie Gray discussion is unemployment and economic growth in neighborhoods with pervasive poverty. In Baltimore, workforce development is happening in an unlikely place. Walk into almost any public library and you're likely to see lots of people at the computers. Kids cruising YouTube videos, high schoolers working on their homework, folks updating their Facebook profiles. Americans don't use libraries just for books. They're very much 21st century institutions, repositories that make the past more accessible. At the same time, they increase access to technology and digital information. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that one-fourth of Baltimore residents don't have access to the Internet at home, school, or work. To understand how libraries address diverse needs, especially workforce development, we head to Enoch Pratt Central Library in downtown Baltimore. Enoch Pratt CEO Carla Hayden gives us a short tour in the well-lit, ornate hall. She says the Central Hall
was meant to be very similar to a Marshall Fields in Chicago, the wonderful opening in the Tiffany ceiling, as well as Galeries Lafayette in Paris. Those department stores that had the wonderful opening, majestic, but also a place that you could put people who can direct you to the different departments. So you think ladies' lingerie, fine arts. This is one of the first libraries to have actual departments like a department store. And so you come in and you're struck with the grandeur. And in the central hall, you also see publishers' marks from famous publishers over the decades, as well as Gutenberg presenting the Bible to Queen Isabella in Spain.
The library was constructed in 1885. This fall, renovations to make major updates will begin. Again, CEO Carla Hayden.
This public library was the first to use book stacks as actual supports for the building. And at that time, it was a cost-saving measure because they did not have to do as much evacuation of the site.
So the same steel that supports
Yes.
the shelves that hold the books is the steel that holds the building up.
Yes. And so literally, this library is built on books, and they will never go away.
A library built on books, and yet Maryland was also the first state to offer all its residents internet service through Sailor, a project of public libraries that provides access to broadband and premium reference sources. Past the foyer, in a room to the right, we find a few rows of desks with a computer at each workstation. And there's a workforce librarian. Jean Lauber is helping job seeker Kenny Jacobs, who just set up an email account a few days before.
I just got set up Friday.
In the job center, right?
Yeah, in the job center.
Okay, so now we're on the Hospitality Online website, and we're going to try to do your application for the DoubleTree.
Okay.
It's loading. We're going to log
in.
Okay, here. So now you're signed in. Hi, Kenneth. It remembered you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, let's see if
we sat down with Jean Lauber and asked about the job services the library offers.
One of the most important services is one-on-one appointments, where someone can come in and make an appointment to work with a job seeker coach for an hour. So they might, if they don't have email, they might set up email, because you need that. Job applications, resumes, cover letters, and so forth. We also have the career clinic here a couple times a month where people drop in and staff help them with whatever they're working on, and they have extra time on the computer and they can either raise their hand or we can help them with things. We also have some materials, both print and online, and there's a section on resumes, cover letters, interviews, and so forth, so they have a kind of portal to find information. And we have a section in the business science technology with books related to careers, jobs, resumes, and so forth. And we have a test preparation section, which is very popular because so often people have to take a occupational test or even the GED or a test to go on for more schooling. So we try to keep up to date with test prep books. And then we also have some workshops, like resume workshop. I'm going to do one at a branch soon for Dress for Success in interviews.
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of whether you know how much this job search support that you're in the middle of, how long that's been around, where that came from, kind of what the history of it is.
It's interesting. A lot of libraries started helping job seekers because they had computers, and a lot of people don't have computers at home. And then many library systems, including the Pratt, made a system-wide initiative to try to consciously help job seekers since we already had the technology. And then they beefed up their books and sometimes their services. And here at Pratt, we're lucky that we've had a job and career information center at the Central Library, I think since the 1980s, and we have specifically created a section in the library with job and career books and related books to try to support that. And we collaborate with other organizations like the One Stop Employment Centers and other community organizations, and we refer for education and training because so often people do need more education and training to get a better job. We've updated the GED preparation list of who gives tutoring or classes for GED prep because that's something that we have questions about pretty regularly in the library. But it does seem like a nationwide and maybe international trend that people do use the library for job-related tasks. I'm always surprised. I do occasionally see a customer that says, I'm printing out the application because they still accept a paper, but it's really rare that any employer does accept a paper application.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Enoch Pratt Workforce Librarian Jean Lauber. We asked job seeker Kenny Jacobs, the one who just set up an email account, what it was like to start applying for jobs online. Jacobs, who's 58, is looking for a job in a restaurant or a warehouse.
I did real good on filling out an application because today was my first day filling out an application for a job. I was really amazed that you have to use a computer to fill out an application because some people don't have access to a computer. I need to fill out about 3 applications a week to find a job. And if I don't, I'm going to be homeless.
But now that you fill out an application, do you think it's going to be easier the next time?
Yeah, it will be easier.
What was the hardest part for you? The hardest part of getting on the computer and filling out the application?
Starting off, because you might say I'm completely illiterate. So starting off, you got all these little boxes, and you trying to figure what box did I hit? And just the whole process is mind-blowing if you're not used to it.
In some ways, Kenny Jacobs is a typical client at the Pratt Career Center. Lauber told us there are high numbers of job seekers, and many do not have a college degree and don't have a computer at home. As access to technology changes, the role of librarians changes too. I asked Lauber how she addresses the diverse needs people bring to the library.
A lot of it is asking people questions and trying to draw out what is it that they're looking for and then help direct them to the sources. There is a new trial to see if roving librarians might be effective, where the librarian takes an iPad and rotates through Central Hall into some of the departments to meet customers where they are. And then if the customer comes to them and says, where can I find this type of book, or where are magazines kept, or can I get on the computer, they might be able to help them right where they are. So they're kind of trying to see if that's more effective or the traditional info desk.
Back in the career clinic, we spoke with another job seeker, this time someone looking for a full-time job in IT. He has several computers at home, so that's not why he comes to the Pratt's Career Center.
But being around people in the same kind of, not same situation, but you know, people, you know, looking for work and you don't want to do serious work to look for work. I mean, to look for a job, it's kind of like work. So, you know, just being around people, you know, who can help you, bounce ideas off of, and, you know, and just take it from there. Because you know, you never know who you might meet in here.
Libraries are a community place. And as you see when you, especially in the Central Pratt, you'll see the big signs in the front like they used to have in old department stores, where they have all these programs that people come to not only get the art and cultural experience or new knowledge, but to be with other people that are interested, like-minded people that are interested, whether it be an author talk or for example, Money Smart Week, which we have coming up, and so forth. So a lot of people do see the library as a community space.
How often do you hear how somebody's job search turned out?
Well, sometimes they come back to do the paperwork, and we're always very happy. Like, I had one young woman that got a second job. She had one job, but she wanted an additional job to supplement her income, so she came in to do the form that the employer required of her. So she came because she, you know, had applied for a job here, and she came in to use that. So we usually have people come back. Sometimes they go off to their job, and we don't know, but we are starting to follow up with people to see how they're doing. Do they still need new help? Did they find work, and so forth.
One woman who moved to Maryland a year ago arranged to take time off work to tell us about her job search. She'd been working in seasonal jobs until recently.
My name is Kavita. I'm 36, and I just recently moved here from North Carolina. So I have experience about 20 years in customer service. So that's what I've been doing, and that's what I'm doing now. I never gave up. You know, I kept coming back and searching online, and I saw this one job. And it was for Baltimore Gas and Electric. The money was good. You know, the hours were good. Weekends off. So I ran to Jean. I said, Jean, this is it. I need you. We have to get this. And she sat with me for about a good hour. And we revamped my resume. She gave me a couple of her personal tips and went on the interview. And the next day I was down here taking a picture for the wall. And I received the job. I had like a basic resume. And she helped me build a better one. And I think with, because I did get a compliment on my resume as well, too, you know. Like, you really took the time to sort things out and to use different words. So I think that's a very big part of a process as well, too, because the resume is also a presentation of you before you even get to open your mouth.
That's Kavita Francis summing up her successful job search at the Pratt Library. We checked in with Kenny Jacobs a few weeks after we met him. He told us he's been following up by phone on job applications he made online. The director of communications at the Enoch Pratt Free Library told us a job seeker came into the Pennsylvania Avenue branch the day after the riots and applied for several jobs. He had two interviews within a few days and told the staff that he wouldn't have had those interviews if the branch library had not stayed open. To learn more about resources for job searching in Baltimore, go to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, inside the Bob Marley musical. Stay with us on 88.1. We'll be right back.